Today, we're going to find out what the boundaries between kids and teachers and kids, and how kids feel about teachers patching their boundaries with other adults and students. Also, you're going to hear a lot of different opinions from principals to teachers to students. But first, let's find out why the teachers wanted to teach, to inspire kids to be who they are today.
I had so many disagreeable and evil teachers. When I was in elementary school, I knew there had to be some nice teachers somewhere.
I became a teacher when I substituted one day. I was in banking before that. And I realized I was supposed to be a teacher because I loved it so much. And I knew that's what I should be. So I became a teacher.
I saw being a teacher as the most basic form of grassroots activism I could imagine. It was a way that I could make a difference in the world.
All right.
And see that difference every day and really see the effect of the work that I did every day. And that was a really appealing thought to me.
I also wanted to know, I really, really wanted to know if teachers could work with other teachers and still be in a good relationship, still have the means to help other kids, and if they see someone's doing wrong, what would they do?
Yes. I think we can still be friends and work together. That makes for a good relationship, a good working relationship if you're friendly.
Do you feel that working with other teachers is good for you, or like, does it affect how you teach?
No, it doesn't affect how I work. It might affect how they work. I try. It makes me want to do more. Okay.
When you say it affects how they work, what do you mean?
That I'm probably going to give them suggestions that they're not going to like, or make comments that they're not going to like. So it's going to make them kind of annoyed.
No.
Why do you say no?
Because my teaching is for the students, number one. So another teacher will not have an effect on how I teach or work with the students in my classroom, or for that matter, any student in the building. So that's why I say that, because my goal here is for the students to be successful, not for the adults to be successful. And that's what every teacher when they come to the building.
Is there any boundaries in between kids, students, and teachers?
Yes.
That they shouldn't cross, and what
yes,
are they?
Yes, because I'm the adult in the classroom, I am the teacher, and they are the children, and I treat them as such.
Okay, I do think there are boundaries. I'm going to give you two. I don't have stories, but there are two examples. There are boundaries with teachers to teachers personally, okay? And professionally, I think people should be respected regardless. But you can come in and be a professional and work professionally with someone and not have a personal relationship. When I say a personal relationship, you do not have to leave this door and do anything outside of the building. And you should still be able to collaborate, because once again, your goal is for the students to be successful and independent learners. So when you come together, then that's what the teachers are collaborating for. And it doesn't matter whether you like or dislike or have a personal interest in, you know, the friendship or anything. The objective is, as a professional, that's what I'm here for. This is what I'm here to do. And we move on from there. For students, there's a boundary because students are learners and teachers are the facilitators of the learning. Okay? It doesn't have to be a strict, solid set of boundaries, but there should be some exchange, and you could be on a friendly basis. However, there's always that level of respect as an adult versus a child, and that should always be there, even at the high school level. Okay? Some of the boundaries, I won't say that they lessen, but the independence should increase as the further you get into the school. So the independence of a kindergarten is different than the independence that I would allow for a student in high school, or for that matter, in the fifth grade. Does that make sense?
You know? Yeah. How do it make you feel when a teacher isn't teaching the right stuff to a certain group of kids? Like, you know how you just said, kindergarten shouldn't be learning how to do first grade or second grade work?
Well, it angers me if I see a teacher that's not giving the students the best that they can. Or if I don't see teachers stretching the children or believing that the kids cannot do, instead of giving them opportunities to show that they can be successful, which means as teachers we have to be creative sometime in our teaching, because every learner is different. So one learner may learn one way and the other learn the other way. So somehow as teachers we have to be creative and differentiate it so that each child has an opportunity to be successful. So when I see a teacher who sticks to just one set mold, if you will, of teaching, then it angers me, because I know that they're not trying to develop their learners. They're just doing something very scriptive that they know that they're comfortable with. So no teachers should be comfortable in their craft or skill, but it shouldn't be comfort at the expense of the learners, because that's our objective for our learners.
Is it you as a student and a teacher, have you ever been in a class that a teacher didn't understand you, or a teacher just would cross the boundaries in between the student and teacher line and that you didn't like? And if so, when was it?
Okay. Well, whenever I have a disagreement with a teacher, I work at it to make them try to understand what I'm trying to say. Like, I would try to help them understand. It has been one time, but it wasn't really about education. My teacher said something really, really, like, out of line to me. And I felt, like, some kind of way when she said it. Yeah, it just was like, how dare you? You don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have no right to say that, compared to, like, a mom saying what she said to me.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
What did they say to cross that boundary?
One of the boundary lines that was crossed was a teacher had told me, like, I'd be much prettier with my bone structure out. And I was wondering, like, well, what, you're trying to call me ugly? I just feel like that was a whole boundary line crossed, because we don't have that kind of relationship where I feel like you can comment on something that I do or anything, like, in my life, you know?
As you can see, there are a lot of different opinions, but I can see that everyone tries to work hard to make sure that people learn what they need to learn and keep personal, personal, and business, business. Well, I would like to thank everybody for listening.